it's the star of the show of the fabled coin flip at the Combine, Andrew Siciliano from NFL Network. Did the coin flip?
It did. Did you think it didn't?
Well, I wanted it to not flip so we can redo it, right? Because we won it, but we wanted to lose, so we won it, but we lost.
You won, but you lost. I think it flipped. Certainly a guy of Will Shields' size and fame, I wasn't going to question.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah,
because he really could have his way with us.
He's a nice guy, and he held the coin.
Right.
We gave him the coin about 5 minutes before he went up there, and he said, I said, you want me to hold it so I could show it to the camera? He said, no, I got it. I said, okay, all yours.
And he didn't even say the winner is La La Land, because that would have been funny.
We were joking that we were going to say Moonlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Doug Peterson I was going to say Moonlight.
Right, that would have been funny.
Except that joke's like a week old and already overplayed.
Which is probably why I used it, because I tend to do that. Terrible jokes. The Vikings.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the Vikings heading into 2017?
I think the Vikings, if they were to stay healthy last year, the season, obviously, you guys know this, would have gone a heck of a lot different. To steal an old Chicago Sun-Times headline, I believe, from the late 90s, when one of Dave Wannstedt's teams fell apart with injuries, all the pieces are in pieces. And it seems like that's kind of how your roster went last year. And obviously, you had to make a bold move and go get Sam Bradford, assuming it is Sam this year. You have something, again, to build on. You got to make a decision at running back some way, shape, or form, whether or not AP is back. But the pieces are there. Obviously, not having a first-round pick doesn't help. But I think Rick and George have shown the ability over the years to make money, so to speak, figuratively speaking, with those other picks. And now it's incumbent on them to do it, incumbent on them and that defense and that offense and everyone there to get back. You have a beautiful new building. You have a lot of pieces on the roster, and there's every reason to believe that last year was due to injuries and how everything just kind of fell apart, and that this year this team gets back on track.
You're a busy man, and you're fun to watch, so thanks for your time, all right?
Thank you.